It's Border Crossings with Larry London from VOA 1.
Hello again and welcome. Border Crossings is on the air. We're happy to have you with us. If you'd like to join the show, the phone lines are now open, 202-619-2077. Call in and let us know what we can play for you. We continue for the last week here giving away the Now 54 CD, so stick around. That's coming up at the hour. We'll begin today's show with a couple of requests for the same song. We've got Mahi Mekonnen in Ethiopia listening, and Tay is also in Ethiopia listening, both, I assume, to Shegar FM. And they want to hear the new song from Taylor Swift. And she broke a record, which I'll tell you about in just a minute. So here's Taylor Swift's brand new song from the 1989 album. This is Bad Blood.
Because, baby, now we got bad blood. You know it used to be mad love. So take a look what you've done. Because, baby, now we got bad blood. Hey! Now we got problems. And I don't think we can solve them. You made a really deep cut. And, baby, now we got bad blood. Hey! Did you have to do this? I was thinking that you could be trusted. Did you have to ruin what was shining?
Crossings, there's one for the Swifties all around the world. It's Taylor Swift and the new song, which, as I mentioned, has broke a record. According to the folks at the online web screening service that screened the videos that are viewed, she had a video right after the Grammys, right after the Billboard Music Awards that aired for the new song Bad Blood, and in such a short amount of time, it got over a million views. In a 24-hour period, there were a million-plus views for that particular song online. She's got so many stars, I think at last count it was 20 guest stars in that video, including supermodel Claudia Schiffer and many other people from showbiz, acting, music, whatever. But only Taylor Swift can draw that kind of attention, you know, just Taylor Swift, Bad Blood. And that's a request from Ethiopia for Tay and Mahi, who are listening to the show. We welcome you to Border Crossings, and it is Tuesday, the day after our Memorial Day holiday. We're back with you live. If you'd like to join us, call 202-619-2077. I have a couple of guests in our studio who are here from the Peace Corps in Zambia, and we'll talk to them in just a bit. So hang around. That's coming up. Also, Ray McDonald's in the house, and he'll be joining us for the Chart Chat show after we play this song request from Aditha Pratika in India, and she wanted to dedicate this song to me because I'm another year older and I choose not to celebrate. I stopped celebrating. I'm 25 for the second time, and that's all you need to know. All right, here's the song that she requested, Jessie J, Price Tag. Jessie J, Jessica Cornish is her full name, and she's from England. Love that girl. Price Tag, one of the early hits. Price Tag, and then Domino, and then Bang Bang, and she's just...
You're a Jessie J fan.
I am. You know that.
I know.
She's on my Facebook page. Mm-hmm. I had a chance to meet her. That was pre-blue hair, before she dyed her hair blue. But she was in Singapore recently performing, and did a duet with one of the fans in the audience, and that's on the internet, and it has gone viral, and people are checking that out as well. So maybe I'll put that on the Facebook page.
Yeah.
But I thank you for that request for Jesse J here on Border Crossings from Aditha Pratika. I'm Larry London, and you recognize his voice. He is Ray McDonald, the host of the weekly Top 20 Countdown.
Hello.
And he's in our studios right now because every Tuesday we bring you Border Crossings Chart Chat with Ray. So welcome.
Thank you, Larry. And I want to thank our returned Peace Corps volunteers here, too. I want to give a huge shout out to all the Peace Corps listeners around the world for
Yay!
All the good things that you guys
Yay!
Do.
And what's the first thing Jordan did when he got back from the Peace Corps after 3 years? He went and ate burritos. That's what he did. He went and ate burrito. Drive-through window burritos. That's what he did.
That's the American experience.
It's the American way. All right, what you got for us this
All
week?
All right, well, here on the American Top 20, at number one for a sixth week, we have Wiz Khalifa and Charlie Puth with See You Again. And Wiz has confessed that he has one big fear, and we are going to talk about that after we hear the song.
It's been a long day without you, my friend, and I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. We've come a long way from where we began. Oh, I'll tell you all about it when I see you again, when I see you again.
Damn. No, all the planes we flew, good things we've been through, then I'll be standing right here talking to you about another path. I know we love to hit the road and laugh, but something told me that it wouldn't last. Had to switch up, look at things different, see the bigger picture. Those were the days, hard work forever pays. Now I see you in a better place. Can we not talk about family when family's all that we got? Everything I would do, you were standing there by my side. And now you gon' be with me for the last ride.
It's been a long day without you, my friend. And I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. We've come a long way from where we began. Oh, I'll tell you all about it. When I see you again,
first you both go out your way and the vibe is feeling strong and what's small turn to a friendship turn to a bond and that bond will never be broken, the love will never get lost. And when brotherhood come first, then the line will never be crossed. Established it on our own when that line had to be drawn, and that line is what we reach, so remember me when I'm gone. How can we not talk about family when family's all that we got? Everything I went through, you were standing there by my side. And now you gon' be with me for the last ride.
So let the light guide your way. Yeah. Hold every memory as you go. And every road you take. Without you, my friend, and I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. We've come a long way from where we began. Oh, I'll tell you all about it when I see you again, when I see you.
Wiz Khalifa and Charlie Puth, number one for a sixth week here in the United States with See You Again. And Wiz was talking with People magazine about his little boy, Sebastian. He's 2 years old. Wiz is the dad. Amber Rose is the mother. And Wiz Khalifa says he will die if Sebastian follows his example and covers himself with tattoos. Wiz Khalifa says, he's such a great-looking little kid, I do not want to see him cover himself up with tats. Apparently, Wiz Khalifa has at least 18 tattoos, including one that says Seb for Sebastian, like on his forehead. So he's not shy about marking himself up.
Do as I say, but not as I do. Is that
that's
it?
That's basically what we're talking about
here.
Wow,
okay.
Wiz is working on a new album. Boombox reports it will be titled Rolling Papers 2, The Weed Album, which basically tells you all you need to know about Wiz Khalifa's favorite pastime.
He got in trouble on the red carpet at the Billboard Music Awards because he smelled for marijuana, and the police pulled him aside and said, you know, that may work in Las Vegas, but it doesn't work in Los Angeles.
You know, he makes no bones about it. Anyway, Wiz, number one for a sixth week. Congratulations. Moving on, a little farther down the line, we have David Guetta, the famous French DJ and remixer, moving up from number 13 to number 11 with Hey Mama, featuring Nicki Minaj and Afrojack. And that is not all. Those are not all the people featured on the song. And we're going to be covering the other person who remains uncredited after we hear Hey Mama.
Be your man. Be my woman, girl. Be your man. Yes, I'll be your woman. Yes, I'll be your baby. Yes, I'll be whatever that you tell me when you're ready. Yes, I'll be your girl, forever your lady. You ain't never got a word. I'm down for you, baby. Best believe that when you need that, I'll provide that. You will always have it. I'll be on deck, keep it in check. When you need that, I'ma let you have it. Beating the drum like dum diddy day. I like the dirty rhythm you play. I wanna hear you calling my name like hey mama, mama, hey mama, mama. Banging the drum like dum diddy day. I know you want it in the worst way. I wanna hear you calling my name like hey mama, 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 hey mama, mama.
Be my woman, girl. Be her.
Cleaning. Plus I keep the nana real sweet for your eating. Yes, you be the boss and yes, I be respecting whatever that you tell me, cause it's game you be spitting. Oh, best believe that when you need that, I'll provide that. You will always have it. I'll be on deck, keep it in check. When you need that, I'ma let you have it. It's in the drum like dum diddy day. I like the dirty rhythm you play. Your came the truth. My screams is the proof. Some other dudes get the deuce. So I speed in the coupe, leaving this interview. It ain't nothing new. I've been f***ing with you. And them niggas ain't taking you. Just tell them to make a you, huh? That's how it be. I come first like debut, huh? So baby, when you need that, give me the word. I'm no good. I'll be bad for my baby. So I make sure that he's getting his share. Make sure that his baby take care. Make sure knees, keep them please, rub them down, be a lady and a freak. Oh. In the drum like dum diddy day. I like the dirty rhythm you play. I wanna hear you calling my name like hey mama, mama, hey mama, mama. Bang in the drum like dum diddy day. I know you want it in the worst way. I wanna hear you calling my name like hey mama, mama, hey mama,
mama. Be my woman, girl.
Be her man.
David Guetta with Hey Mama, featuring Nicki Minaj and Afrojack, jumping from number 13 to number 11 on the Billboard Hot 100. And the woman who sings on the chorus in that song is named Bebe Rexha. She's had a couple other hits. She's a songwriter, but she did not get credit on this song. And Bebe says, well, she called the record company about that. She said, well, why am I not on here? And they said the list of names would be too long. It would be too long. It would be clumsy, which strikes me as being very unfair.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
You know, because she's featured on the song. It was like Kesha was featured on Right Round by Flo Rida a few years ago, and she was uncredited. But in fairness, though, Bebe is credited on the official video.
Okay, well, that's good. At least she got some credit.
She got some credit for it. A little farther down the list we go, DJ Snake and Aluna George, You Know You Like It, jumping from number 22 to number 18. And this is one of those rare weeks when we have actually two French artists in the Billboard Top 20. Now, there are plenty of great French pop artists out there, Daft Punk, you know, David Guetta. They have hit after hit. But seldom do you see two in the same list. This is not a new song, but it's an older song in a new form, and we will take a closer look after You Know You Like It.
Some people want me to be heads or tails. I say no way, try again another day. I should be happy, not tipping the scales. I just won't play, letting my life get away. I know for now, I'm not a follower. I don't take things as they come if they bring me down. Life can be cruel if you're a dreamer. I just wanna have some fun. Don't tell me what could be done. You know you like it, but it drives you insane. You know you like it, but it drives you insane.
Thank you.
Border Crossing's Ray McDonald Chart Chat for a Tuesday.
That was DJ Snake and Aluna George. You know you like it. Jumping from number 22 to number 18 on the Billboard Hot 100. As I mentioned before, both David Guetta and DJ Snake are from France. And back in 2012... DJ Snake earned a Album of the Year Grammy nomination. He worked on Lady Gaga's Born This Way album. And then at the end of 2013, DJ Snake and Lil Jon put out Turn Down For What, which, as you remember, turned into this huge hit single. It sold about 5 million copies in the U.S. alone, put DJ Snake on the map. As for Aluna George, they're a British technopop duo. It's singer Aluna Francis and keyboardist George Reed. This song, You Know You Like It, came out way back in the summer of 2011. And it was a fairly sizable hit over in the UK. And Aluna George heard DJ Snake's work, and they reached out to him, and they said, would you like to do something with this song? And it took him a while, but it came out late last year. And it's just building now. It's one of those slow-building transatlantic hits. And DJ Snake is getting a recognizable sound. You know, his production technique. It has a little bit of that Turn Down For What sort of sound to it. I should also mention that Aluna George took second place on the BBC's Sound of 2013 poll. And I like them. I hope that they score some other hits here in the States. So that's what I have for you this week.
All right, well, thank you. You know, in the last couple of years, the DJs seem to be taking over. Zedd, Calvin Harris, David Guetta. It just seems like it's going on and on. DJ Tiesto.
The EDM sound, electronic dance music. It's, you know, if it works once, it'll work 100 times. That's basically the music industry's view. Let's just keep beating that
horse until
it's totally dead.
Well, thank you, Ray, for coming in and sharing the latest on Billboard's Hot 100 with us. And when can we hear you with the weekly Top 20 Countdown?
Well, you can hear me every Thursday on the Voice of America. And you can also go to my Twitter page, Ray on the Hits, at twitter.com, where I will post my Top 20 Countdown for you on Thursdays.
All right. Thank you, Ray.
You got it, Larry. Thank you.
This is Border Crossings. Here's a request from Jaro Ali Nene, who's tuned into our show and wants this song played. It's called Ghost from Michael Jackson's collection on Border Crossings.
Because now jealousy.
It is Border Crossings, MJ, Michael Jackson, the King of Pop, and a request from Jaro Ali Nene, who's listening to our show. And you're not alone, Jaro. We've also got people named Amara, James, Savio, Edwina, Ranjit, Deborah, Minhaj, Ken, Neander, Neandu, Moses in Kampala, who reminded me, by the way, that yesterday was Africa Day. Not only do we commemorate Memorial Day here, we don't celebrate Memorial Day. We commemorate Memorial Day because people were saying to me, Happy Memorial Day. And I said, well, that's kind of a contradiction in terms because it's a sad day for us in America. And it should be for those around the world who are remembering those who gave the ultimate sacrifice for peace around the world. But Moses did say it was Africa Day Monday, so I can say Happy Africa Day a day late. And Ajar is listening to Border Crossings, and Augustino and Clement in Nigeria. And also listening for many years, although they're not listening as often now, because they're back home in the U.S., I have Jess Hess and Jordan Blecking, who are Peace Corps volunteers. And they're not in service right now in Zambia, but once Peace Corps volunteers, always Peace Corps volunteers. Isn't that the way it works?
That is absolutely right.
That's very true. We actually just had a little get-together with a bunch of Peace Corps volunteers yesterday, and there's a lot of us up here, and it's always the same.
Now, what is it that made you decide you wanted to go to Africa and be in the Peace Corps?
I had gone twice in college for study abroads, and I really enjoyed it. And then each time I went, the first time it was a month, the next time it was for the whole summer. So I wanted to do something that was longer. And Peace Corps was one of the only organizations that would pay me to go do it. I mean, it's a living stipend. It's not a, you know, it's not a paycheck, but at least your basic necessities are taken care of. So 2 years seemed like a good amount of time. And then I stayed on for a third, so.
Great.
Just couldn't get enough.
Couldn't get enough. And what made you, Jess, decide you wanted to leave home and move across the world?
Well, I actually didn't choose Africa. It was great that I went there, but Peace Corps is one of those things where, at least at the time that we were applying, you just apply for a program, and then they kind of pick the place that would suit you best. So I got Zambia, the invitation there, and I was like, all right, that's great. Let's go. I just always wanted to do the Peace Corps and just do those 2 years of service. It was a great like cross-cultural experience and a good way to get out there and do some service.
Now, was there any time within the first few months that you arrived that you became homesick? Was that... Or no, you were prepared for it, you knew what to expect going in, and you were ready? Or was it like, ooh, I didn't expect this, or...
No, I think the first few months, at least, you know it's going to be a challenge, but it's also really exciting. You don't know anyone, but you go, at least in Zambia, you show up, and there were 35 of us, I think. And so there's 35 similar people, at least with the way they think, and they're all wanting their... to be in Zambia for a number of reasons, but everyone wants to be there. And so it's a really exciting time. I mean, you get to know all these people and you make a lot of friends, really good friends, really fast. I think it's when you go to your separate placement and you're alone at your site, that's when it kind of like loneliness creeps in and you're kind of thinking, oh man, I could be at home just eating apple pie and watching baseball and living the American dream.
But you'd rather be in Zambia. And that's the choice you made.
Yeah,
and
yeah, absolutely.
So that's wonderful. And, you know, you mentioned off the air, and with all due respect to everybody throughout Africa, but I guess Zambia, people are known as the friendliest people in Africa or the nicest or...
Yeah, when we first got there, they all claimed it. But I think after traveling around the region quite a bit, I've been to most of the Southern African countries and quite a bit of the East African countries. Zambians are just incredibly friendly people.
Yeah, I still pitch that as a visiting point for Zambia, friendliest people you will ever meet.
What do you think is the biggest or the most significant thing that you brought back with you from your experience?
Oh, patience.
Patience.
Patience. Yeah.
That's very true. I could wait for days. Yeah. Everything is late there. We call it Zambia time because the buses are always late, meetings are always late. Mm. And you just learn to be patient.
But it's kind of, I think, the beauty of it, because in between, as you're waiting for something, you get a chance to chat with people and talk to them. Whereas, you know, in the U.S., there's a lot of hustle and bustle. And so you go past people on the street without saying anything to them. There, you take the time.
That's wonderful. And you just got back just a couple days ago.
Yeah, Sunday
Jordan,
night.
You just arrived. Sunday night, you're back.
Yeah.
And you're ready for your, you know, reassignment, or maybe you're going to head back. And you said when?
I go to grad school, but the next summer I'll do field research back in Zambia.
And Jess is kind of figuring it all out. deciding what she wants to do next. Now, I know your friends are back there, people from Zambia. I guess all of your group of Peace Corps volunteers, you do the time that you're supposed to be there, and then you return or go wherever you ask for reassignment. And I haven't heard from anybody in Zambia in a long time in the Peace Corps. So if you guys want to say hi to the friends you made there, this is a great opportunity. They may be tuned in right now.
Oh, I would love that. Yeah, I'd like to say hi to Dan Cusick and the rest of Northwest Province. Hopefully some people are listening.
And you, Jess, since you've been back for a while.
Yeah, I'd like to make a shout out to Eastern Province and all my people in Lundazi. We had a good family up there. Andrew Scott Boosenbark, if you're listening.
All right, great. That's wonderful. Well, thank you guys for listening to Border Crossings.
Thank you for having us.
Really, I mean, it's about you. It's not about us and about me. I know you wanted to come by, but it really is about you, and that's why I wanted to put you on and you know, hear from you guys. But thank you for listening to the show and making Border Crossings a part of your daily routine there.
Absolutely.
Sure.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it was our pleasure.
It's nice to meet you guys. And again, thank you for what you've done for our country and for the people of Zambia. So thank you.
Good. Thank you.
All right. This is Border Crossings. We've got a song from Beyonce to play for Sarah Beehive. And this is called Broken Hearted Girl.
Hey, it's Beyonce, and you're listening to Larry London.
Am I wrong for saying that I choose some? Trying to reach the things that I can't see, but that's just how I feel. That's just how I feel. That's just how I feel. Trying to reach the things that I can't see.
Crossing's Nico and Vins and their debut album, Black Star Elephant. And that's Am I Wrong? That's a mega, mega hit for the duo Nico and Vins. And that is a request from G. DeZor, who's tuned into Border Crossings and writes in often on Facebook. Thank you so much for listening to the show. One more song, then we'll do our CD giveaway. I've got the Now 54 CD that I'm giving away, and we're doing this every day throughout May, which concludes this week. Taylor Swift, Fall Out Boy, Ariana Grande, Nick Jonas, One Direction. They're all on the Now 54 CD we'll give away after we check out this request for Tadio Sebebe. And this is Chris Brown with Rick Ross, and it's called New Flame.
Baby, I'm a boss, I'm talking George Steinbrenner, Panamera, Yogi Berra, my two-seater, Derek Jeter, got more stripes than all these leaks. Baby, who ballin' in the Beamer, collar on my polo, kisses on my necklace, all my diamonds watching, now my watch is getting jealous. Smoking on the bim in my autograph, LeBron's, yeah, she told me I'm the one, that's when I only
want once.
Crossings. Love that song. Love that song. That is Chris Brown and Usher and Rick Ross together with New Flame. I'm Larry London, and we are going to give away the Now 54 CD right now here on Border Crossings. This is our Listener of the Day giveaway. And, you know, I've got two. I've got one from yesterday to give away as well. So I've got two CDs. So what I'm going to do is I've decided to give them to Jess and Jordan, our Peace Corps volunteers who are in our studios. They both each get a Now 54 CD, which is just a small way of saying thanks for listening and thanks for what you have done for the United States and for Zambia, for that matter. They're both telling me off air that what they did was as rewarding for themselves as it was for the people that enjoyed their experience with them. We've got a request to play, and congratulations to Jess and Jordan, who are still in our studios. We've got a request to play. This is a Justin Bieber song for Malet Amare on Border Crossings, and it's Where Are You Now?
Just admit it. See, I gave you faith, turned your doubt into hope, and can't deny it. Now I'm all alone and my joys turn them open. Tell me, where are you now that I need you? Where are you now?
Where are you now?
Where are you now that I need you? Couldn't find you anywhere. When you broke down, I didn't leave you. I was by your side. So where are you now that I need you? Where are you now that I need you?
I need you the most.
Dakota Crossings. Right here on The Voice of America, it's Justin Bieber who says he's not a bad boy anymore. He's turned the corner. We'll see. We'll see. He's got a new album coming out soon. Thank you, Jess and Jordan, for coming in from the Peace Corps from Zambia. Thank you very much for being with us today on Border Crossings. I'm Larry London. Thank you, Keith, our engineer, and Ray, who visited with us, and Vince, our producer-director. I'll see you tomorrow, 1500 Universal. Border Crossings is heard on the VOA1 Music Network.